Well, it's good to wake up here this morning and get on the film and get working on finishing up the San Francisco game back and forth across the country. So I think we had a good good meeting today. I think everybody's refreshed and positive after the game yesterday. You know, we did a lot of good, far from perfect, but like after the first quarter, got a lot of things straightened out and we're able to play for the most part progressively better as the game went on, and that was definitely encouraging. You know, we're now looking forward to moving on to San Diego, and we have an awful lot of respect for the Chargers and what they do. And last time we played them was a ball game and very, very hardly fought, and that and more in San Diego Sunday night. So good to win, and good to be staying out here, and looking forward to a good productive week in the Jose area, and challenge Sunday night in San Diego.
Coach, logistically, do things change for you dramatically this week in terms of what you tackle on certain days and when you do it?
No, it'll be a normal week for us. Just we'll treat it right now like it's a home game because we really didn't travel last night, and we're doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing today that we would do on Monday following a home game. And it'll be like that for the entire week until Saturday when we have our normal Saturday, and then we'll travel on Saturday like we would travel on a normal Saturday traveling day.
Bill, you talk a little bit about the three interceptions your defense had yesterday. Each of them were great individual plays, but they also came at crucial points in the game.
Well, that's true. They were big plays in the game. The first play, there were, the 49ers were trying to take a shot down the field, and they tossed it up there to Walker, and I thought that Brandon made a real good play on the ball. He kind of batted it away, and fortunately, it came back down in his lap when he's laying on his back, and he had presence to get on it. On the second interception, Rodney got a good read on O'Sullivan and made a good break on the ball, and came in to kind of drop down and same thing, broke it up first, and then it kind of ricocheted up in the air, and he's able to finish the play for the interception, and then last play was a third down play on a crossing pattern where Sullivan scrambled out of the pocket. I think he was trying to, just make something happen on fourth down there and went through Rodney's hands. But fortunately, Delta was right there behind him. From field position standpoint, it would have been better for us actually if he hadn't intercepted it. But always good to see the ball end up in our hands at the end of the play. So we'll take it.
Bill, getting that long pass to the touchdown to Moss early, how important was that to opening up other things for your offense throughout the game?
Well, of course, it always helps to score on a big play. I think that forces the defense to respect you and opens up some other things. Not always possible, but I think you always like to at least throw a couple down there and let them know that you're thinking about it. And we did that. Or tried to do it. Some plays it went down the field, and some plays it didn't. But we had some deep passes designed, as we always do, to try to, test the defense on all three levels, the short, intermediate, and deep level. But, it's great to have it all happen in one play like that. And, Matt did a nice job of stepping up in the pocket. They had a free blitzer coming from the backside with Brown, coming off the corner, and Matt stepped up and put the ball right on the money, and Randy ran through it. So it was a big play for us, and one that you always like to see. It's always good to see it happen in one play.
Bill, what was the biggest difference in your third down defense yesterday? You held the Niners one of nine. I know that had been an issue before, and do you guys do anything in the bye week in terms of changing approach or personnel that was out there yesterday that worked out for you?
Well, we in yesterday's game, we used some little different combinations in our sub-defenses, some four-man line, some three-man line, some two-man line. And at times, we only had one defensive lineman out there, Jarvis or Mike Wright. So, but that was probably more of a game-planning thing than a bye-week thing. just something strategically that we felt like we would want to run this week against San Francisco. And, those guys did a good job of it. We had several players that really stepped up in some of those passing situations, a lot of them third down, but some of it was kind of 2 minute there in the fourth quarter. Will Hyde and Wheatley, Gary Guyton, Pierre Woods, Jarvis. So we had a number of those guys you know, come in and Merriweather and play well in passing situations and be productive for us. So, you know, the bottom line was we were able to do a combination of things. One, get ahead in the game. Two, do a decent job against the running game. And those two factors kind of help push it to more of a passing game and more of a one-dimensional game, so we really only defended one thing, and that helped us on third down, and it helped us in really those fourth quarter, two-minute kind of situations.
Coach, have you seen Matt develop a little more of a progression with the chemistry with his receivers, particularly Randy?
Well, I think that through the course of the year, you know, everything develops a little bit. You know, I hope everything we're doing now is better than it was a month ago, and I hope everything we were doing a month ago was better than it was, you know, back in August. So, you know, I think there's a natural progression there, but at the same time, Matt's worked hard, and so has everybody in the passing game, the offensive line, the backs, the tight ends, the receivers, you know, and we try to work hard and get things running as efficiently and be able to execute things as well as we possibly can. And certainly having a few extra days of practice over the bye week didn't hurt any. But, you know, at the same time, there were a lot of good plays out there yesterday that were just good throws, good catches, good execution, good distribution of the pattern. And we were able to, you know, make enough plays and convert some third downs that, you know, we didn't get against the week before or, you know, 2 weeks before against Miami. But just, you know, keep the offense on the field and convert those third downs and keep the defense off the field and, you know, win that time possession and field position battle.
Also, Coach, would there be any update on Lamont Jordan today?
He just came in and got treatment today. We'll have to see how he is later in the week. You know, we didn't practice today. We won't practice tomorrow. So, you know, everybody's just kind of walking around today. We'll see where everybody's at when we go out there and actually, you know, get on the practice field later in the week. But he looks like a pretty quick healer.
Bill, can you just talk about the job that Steven Gostkowski did yesterday with the three field goals, and especially the 49-yarder? That was not an easy kick, but it was a key kick.
It was a huge kick. You know, with that six-point lead, that made it a two-score game, and that was a huge kick and looked like that would have been good from a lot further than 49. But Steve's been kicking the ball very well in all situations, kickoffs and all the field goal extra point situations. Not only is he hitting them straight, but also with good elevation and good get off times and good hang times on the kickoff. So I think he's really, really done a good job in just about, you know, every opportunity he's had here in you know, the past four games. So he's been outstanding, really has. Offensively, being third and 20, and we needed to gain, you know, some yards to get the ball in the field goal range. And, you know, I thought Matt made a good decision there. We had kind of a three-level pattern going, and he hits Gaffney in the middle of the three, and then Jabbard made a nice run and had good awareness to kind of know, you know, we need a few more yards to really, you know, secure that field goal. And when I say secure it, I mean if you get under 50 yards, you feel like, you know, at least you're going to be able to kick it. You know, those 55, 60-yarders, I mean, you don't even know whether you're going to try those or not. So Jabbar had the presence to get those extra 6 or 7 yards, and that was a big situational play for us too. And then Steve came through with a kick and, you know, made it all work.
Coach, can you talk about the running back situation? Do you see using Falk and Morris a little more often than Maroney?
You know, with the running backs, we and our offensive game plans, as you know, those change and fluctuate a little bit week to week, and even sometimes within the game. So depending on how we have our personnel grouped for a particular game or the situations that come up, it could be, you know, different players doing the same thing or different players doing different things on a week-to-week basis. So we'll just take that as it comes. You know, this week it'll be San Diego, and we'll try to set up the best combinations that we feel like, you know, will give us advantages against the Chargers, and then, you know, we'll see how it goes the week after that. It's kind of a, you know, a game plan thing week to week as to how some of those different things mesh together. But I thought that the backs ran well yesterday, and The line blocked well, and we had a good solid day running the ball, and that was encouraging all the way around. But I just to follow that up, I don't think if you had told me or probably anybody had thought, well, Kevin Falk's role in yesterday's game was going to be to score two touchdowns from inside the 5-yard line, I don't think that's probably what anybody would have envisioned happening in the game. But that's the way it turned out. So, you never really know how those opportunities are going to come up or how those situations are going to break or, what personnel groupings will be happen to have in there in certain situations. So it's really more of, players being ready and being able to capitalize and take advantage of the opportunities they get and our overall ability to execute offensively in different situations. But you just never know which ones of those are going to come up. You just try to prepare for them and then execute them when the time comes.
Bill, do you think you're getting everything you should be getting from Maroney at this stage of his career?
Yeah, I think Lawrence has done a good job for us, and I think he's a good back, and he's played well, and I think he'll continue to play well.
Take a final question.
Bill, were you pleased with the way that the defensive staff and the players were able to make those in-game adjustments yesterday in light of what happened against Miami?
Well, I think each game is its own, as I've said many times, its own entity, and I don't think one game necessarily has any carryover or effect on another one. So, this is San Francisco is a team with Coach Martz that presents a lot of challenges for you offensively, and I thought our players and defensive staff did an excellent job of preparing for this offense and the scheme and these players, and for the most part did a pretty good job of defending it. Wasn't perfect, could have been better, but we made our share of plays, and I thought there were a lot of things that we defended pretty well. So everybody gets credit for that. Coaches did a good job, and certainly the players are the ones that have to go out there and execute the plays, and they did a good job of that yesterday. It starts with stopping the running game, and that made it into more of a one-dimensional game, and the offense certainly helped that, too, by getting ahead and giving us a lead and making it, harder for the 49ers to be able to run the ball in the second half with the when the time situation became a factor, so...